You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you today, Pam?
Well, I am most excellent. Thank you for asking.
And we have to start it out with, spring's officially here, and I think it's kind of sprung. And so what are the bees doing these days? They're getting a little busy.
And you know, it's still kind of hard to get down to them. This last week, you know, I had grandma camp while my grandkids had spring break, but both mom and dad, you know, were busy going to school and working. And so we were sliding down the hill. And our house is kind of up on a hill, and then you slide down the hill. Years ago, my kids named it Kings Canyon. So now my grandkids have discovered Kings Canyon, and I tell you, it was ideal sliding conditions. And they would slide down the hill, and it was especially exciting because you had to, like, avoid trees and bushes and stuff, you know, to get down there. And they slid down the hill right past the bees and down to the next level. So that was a lot of fun. All that to say, I, as the little bit heavier grandmother than the kids, you know, they're just skinny. They can walk right on top of the snow. Well, I was stepping, trying to keep up with them right down through the crust. I mean, up, you know, higher than my knees. And so for Steve and I, when we need to go down there, we need to kind of plow out a path or, you know, take a beaten path. So we don't get it down as often as we would like to in the winter, mainly because of that reason. But he was down there checking them, and our Saskatrazes seem to be doing the best. They're doing great. And we're already, you know, so excited about our upcoming trip up to Hackensack, you know.
I was going to say, is that coming up shortly?
It's usually the first week in May.
So, oh, okay. So yeah, you got about 4 weeks, a month.
Yeah, a little over a month. So, but we've already ordered the bees that we're getting and making all kinds of plans. And the snowplow knocked our mailbox over, you know, and so we keep propping it up, and then it falls over again. And there it was, laying on the ground again a couple days ago.
Yeah, when you live in the country, what do you do? Because ours is too. I mean, it got hit right away in the fall.
Yeah, well, we got a big barrel.
Garbage barrel or something?
And then we filled it with snow that melted and turned into ice, and so it kept the post, you know, upright. And then we just stuck it in the snow, the barrel, and propped it up, you know, with a lot of snow, keeping it. Well, now the snow has melted, so down she goes.
It just keeps going down. Your poor postal delivery person's going, I'm not that short.
there was my mailbox laying on the ground, and you could always recognize our mailbox because my daughter painted it look like this giant bumblebee.
Okay.
And I opened it up on the ground, my sad little mailbox, but there was a bee culture magazine in there, so we rescued that and brought it up to the house. So this is the time of year you do a lot of reading of the bee magazines, and, you know, slip some food in there. We keep still feeding them, and we're getting what's called nukes this time. It's you can either get packages of just bees with a queen that you have to introduce them to each other, or you get a nuke, which is already in a kind of an established mini colony.
Okay.
And the bee has already been laying brood, so there's little bee larvae in there, and the combs are already built out so they can fill them up with the bee larvae and pollen and honey and stuff. So they cost just a little bit more, but we think that's what we're going to do this year.
Okay. Well, let's have the Hastings update today.
Yeah. Boy, you know, you can see with the sheet, it's very similar to what it was the last time I was here.
An 8.5 by 11 with just about an inch space on the bottom and top, and that's it. Yeah. It's filled.
82 homes on here, and half of them have sold in the last 30 days, almost exactly half, and half of them are active on the market. And I personally would like to see more houses on the market. You know, it's an uptick from what it had been during the winter when it slows way down. But, you know, there's still houses out there to buy. And if you've got a house in a popular price point, it's going to go into multiples still.
What is that popular price point right now?
Boy, if you can be under 300, you are going to sell like crazy. And the closer you are to 200, you know, I have one coming on real soon that's probably going to be in the low 200s, and I expect that there will probably be a lot of interest in it as soon as it comes on. So, yeah. So, bottom line, it's still very, very, very active because, you know, over 40 have closed or gone pending just in this last 30 days. And I only see things picking up, you know. And then interest rates, of course, are kind of very similar to what they've been now for quite a while. They're all in the sixes. I see one of my lenders has the VA, 30-year VA at 5.75, and that rural development loan, they've got them at 5.6. But in both cases, you're paying a little bit of money in points to buy the interest rate
down. So upfront money,
Yeah. But
well, you haven't heard that term in a while.
No, but you're...
points.
Yeah, one of the lenders, you know, I keep my in touch with a number of different lenders. And I have my favorites, but just because they take such good care of my people. But just about every time, you know, you can see they're talking, they'll give you the rate, but then they'll say there are points in order to get that rate. So,
yep.
But, you know, when you compare to history, you know.
Used to be, just, you always had to.
Yeah, kind of right where they always have been. And who knows? Who knows? Now they just raised the Fed.
Another quarter of a point.
Yeah. And so I was kind of curious what was going to happen. But I this rate update came in after that announcement. And it was almost identical to the other one that came in earlier. So
the housing rates don't seem to really follow the Fed's that much, does it? I mean, it doesn't seem to be going up like credit card rates and business loans and stuff.
Kind of in a more general way,
Slower, lower.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times when they have their rates, they kind of build in what they expect the Fed is going to be doing. So it's not like a huge surprise when they do stuff like that.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, give me a call. It's 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam Collins. Either way, it'll get to you. Well, Pam, our topic of the week, country to condos.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about today, I was thinking about a seller that she has a country home. They have a country home. And we were talking about the septic system and the well. And a lot of people have a lot of questions about how that works. And so when you're buying just a single family home that's in town, you don't have to deal with those things usually. So I thought, well, maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. And then the other type of a home that has additional things that you need to take care of or deal with are condos or townhouses.
Well, they are,
Yeah. So I thought, well, why don't we just talk about that a little bit, and I'll give you a little bit of insight into how that works. It's not that complicated. It's just something that you have to take care of, you know.
Well, in the country, you're pumping your own water, and you're ridding your home of, you know, has a septic system for your wastewater and stuff. So you have two different systems there, and they have to muster up and pass inspection, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah. And the other thing, when you're buying a country home, you very often have propane. That would be the very, very most common. And we have all three of those, you know, at our house. We're out in the country.
Yeah, we have gas. Yeah. We have natural gas.
Do you have natural gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been lucky.
We get our propane fill, and we just, at the beginning of every year in the fall, sometime during the summer before fall, we do a bulk purchase, and you get the best deal that way, and you just get it, and then you kind of can see how much you used in the last year and average it out, and so it works pretty well, and the company is usually pretty good about coming and refilling it all year long. But, you know, with septics, oh, my word. This weekend, we're going to be 29 years that we have been in our house.
Okay.
And I remember it was in 1994 that we bought it. I didn't know nothing about nothing. I grew up in Richfield, for Pete's sake.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
And then we had come from Apple Valley. And so we discovered, and didn't even think anything of it, that our quote septic system was a holding tank. So everything went into this holding tank. And then coming out of the holding tank was this 4-inch pipe. And that 4-inch pipe went kind of under the ground down to the lower field where it opened up, and that's where all the liquid went. That was
there wasn't even a drain field, huh?
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
that was
it.
That was our septic system.
Wow. And can't do that today.
No. And I think it was the next year that things changed, because I was reading something about 1995.
Okay.
And then, maybe 10 years ago now, maybe it's longer than that, we built an addition onto our house and added.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There were 1, 2, 3 bedrooms in this addition. And as part of the inspection, then they had to take, well, originally they said, we just need to make sure your septic system is large enough to accommodate these additional bedrooms. Because did you know that a septic system is the size, they determine how big it is by how many bedrooms you have.
Yep.
So we're like, well, okay, yeah, go take a look at our septic system. What did we know? And that's when we were informed that it was going to be about a $20,000 investment. So we had money set aside that we were going to use to build this addition with. Well, the budget got cut by $20,000 because, and where we live, there's a lot of the rock. I think you were saying yours is the same.
Rock, yeah.
So it had to be a mound system. So now out in our woods, off to the side of the house, we've got this giant mound, and you know, it's covered with grass and stuff now, and our septic system. And it's been working fine ever since.
You have to cut that with your lawnmower, the grass and stuff, or not?
We do. I don't think you're supposed to, like, let trees and stuff grow
on
it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Because it's like, yes, exactly. Because we still have a underground system, the drain field.
Yeah.
Now, if I keep stressing to the family that if we have to you know, if we have to update anything or redo it, it will have to be a mound system. And I think our house is in the late 90s. So that is, you know, I don't know what their lifespan is. You hear it different from everybody, but we have it pumped every year. They say every other year you have to, I think, by law, or is it every 3 years? There's some law.
Yeah.
But they also say if you do it every year, and it's not that expensive compared to coming from the city and paying for sewer and water, it's really a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
And that's the maintenance, and the better the maintenance, the longer it lasts.
Exactly. And you have to be careful, like, what you let go into your drain. Don't flush things that you shouldn't.
Right.
And I've even heard that you really shouldn't have a garbage disposal.
Right. But that's the other thing, because food ground up. Yes, we don't have a garbage disposal.
It plugs things up.
No bleach. Bleach kills the...
Yeah, and see, we have a lot of acrylic paint that has gone down ours because Diana did,
It's probably pretty inside and all coated and painted.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, when it dries, it's like that plastic coating. But yeah, see,
probably
now,
it looks really nice in there, Pam.
Yeah, multicolored.
Like back in the 60s and 70s, you know.
Our psychedelic septic there system.
We have a psychedelic septic system. Oh,
but see, that then brings me to the whole, if you're going to sell, because you can't sell your property in Dakota County and in the state of Minnesota, basically. Yeah. And each county and each township has its own rules in addition to the basic ones. But and a bank is not going to give you a mortgage unless they know that your septic system is good. Yeah. So in order to transfer the property, you have to have it inspected and you have to have a certification that it is compliant.
A PERC test. Isn't that what it's called?
Well, yeah, and the PERC test, yeah, that has to do with the soil, yeah. In addition to that, though, they've got to make sure that that it doesn't leak, you know, that it's sound and all the different, you know, things that they check on it. So that's can be a really big deal because it's something you got to get taken care of before you're going to be able to transfer the property. If it's in the middle of winter, they will give you sometimes somewhat of a waiver where you can escrow the money, you know, to be done, but then it has to be done within a certain amount of time once the ground, you know, makes it so you can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
And same thing like with a roof, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. in the winter, there are some things you can't do in the winter time.
Right.
So, and generally, if it's a brand new septic, the certification lasts for 5 years. And if it's an older system, the certification will last for 3 years.
Okay.
So that's one thing you just got to do mm-hmm. when you're going to sell a house. And the other thing is there's a disclosure. You've got to fill out a disclosure form. And the buyer will ask for, it's usually contingent on the inspection of both the septic and then the water. You've got to get your water tested usually to make sure, mostly they're checking for nitrates, and it has to be by a certified, you know, water inspector and to know that the water is potable, they call it, mm-hmm. Drinkable. So just two things that you, and it's a protection for
right.
the buyer.
Yep.
So those things have to be in place. And then now if you're going to buy a condo or a townhome, that's the other thing. Just real quickly, there's a disclosure that you also have to, there's additional paperwork where you're saying, okay, you're disclosing that, yes, this is a condo, and because it's a condo, certain rules apply, you know, there's common areas and stuff. But the seller has to provide for you a copy of the association documents, and you have 10 days to look them over.
Okay.
And if you see something in there that you don't like, that says, I can't live with that, you can cancel the purchase agreement based on that. So that's just kind of a big deal that has to happen with buying a townhouse or a condo.
Okay. Therefore, the country to condos. I didn't, you know, I learned that. I didn't know that about condos, so.
Oh.
I learned something new. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call my cell, 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or Pam. Either one, you'll get her. This is KDWA Hastings. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Again, our realtor, Pam Collins, 651-319-1298, or Edina Realty Office in Hastings, 651-437-2121. KDWA Hastings.